Hey guys, good morning, afternoon, night, wherever you're listening to this podcast, and welcome back to Teachable Psych. My name is Sarah Jing, your host, and today we'll be kicking off the year by talking about New Year's resolutions. I hope everyone's had a well-rested break and that you're getting used to school again, and that you're excited for this year's upcoming episodes. So I hope you guys enjoy this first episode, and I'll see you at the end. Alright, let's begin. So as many of you know, the same cycle repeats every year. When the clock strikes midnight on December 31st, they have a list of goals they want to achieve in the new year. And for the first few weeks of January, they exercise more, eat better, stop smoking, or a variation of other resolutions. But by the end of the month, something happens, or stops happening in this case. And by February, they end up right back where they started. And according to US News, 80% of people give up on their New Year's resolutions by the second week in February. So why do we even set them? It's part aspiration and part tradition, because the New Year serves as a marker of time during which we can reevaluate and take inventory on our lives, says Sabrina Romanoff, a clinical psychologist and professor in New York City. And the drive for making resolutions is motivated by this punctuation time, like a yearly college graduation, which activates hope and expectations for what we hope to achieve going forward. So people crack open a new calendar and imagine what it could be. The New Year's gives us a sense of renewal, which causes us to think about areas in our life that we want to improve or change, and the start and stop of a clock always feels like the natural time. But that excitement is also part of the problem. So many people dream and set a resolution because it makes them feel a sense of excitement of the possibility of changing their life, but they don't actually think through the work it will take to get there. People often don't map out or think about what it will take to accomplish a goal or make a resolution, and instead rely on the excitement of the new year as a thing that will push them to accomplish their goal. But that buzz eventually wears off, or you don't give yourself enough time to reach your goal. So that causes us to often fail in achieving and keeping them because they focus on a specific outcome, like a precise body weight. But when focused on a specific outcome, it can cause it to be challenging for us to persevere in our efforts toward it if the results are not immediate. But goals take time, and many folks become discouraged and eventually relent before attaining the goal. So, if you find yourself making the same resolution each time January rolls around, you should probably take a closer look at what's going on. And without examining where we are resistant to change, the cycle of resolve, relapse, repeat continues year after year. The cycle of making and breaking resolutions boils down to one core issue: honesty. As we often set lofty goals for the future without honestly assessing why we've struggled in the past, and that causes a cycle of resolve, relapse, and repeat. Change is possible, but you should check on what's holding you back. And breaking behavioral cycles requires a rigorous commitment to honesty at all cost. So the first tip is to divide your goals between those that can be accomplished either in the long run or the short term. So short-term goals are quick wins, and long-term goals are going to take time. And creating an action plan which links a long-term goal with near-term achievable and realistic goals will ensure success. So you've probably heard that you should break big goals into smaller ones, but do you know why? So as humans, we are driven by the feeling of mastery. So rather than making a goal of becoming fit, you should make the goal of working out 3 times a week for at least 45 minutes each time. And by breaking down this goal into quantifiable measures, we are more likely to feel good about ourselves and even more likely to continue. We only achieve goals by taking small steps daily or weekly, and if we want to eat healthier, we must change our eating choices daily. And if you want to run a marathon, we must commit to running a certain number of miles every week. So in general, breaking a goal into the smallest step possible makes it more likely that you will follow through, as we tend to get overwhelmed and give up when a goal is too big. Research shows that you're more likely to accomplish a goal that is specific and based on doing something instead of avoiding something. So for example, if you want to complain less in the new year, you are more likely to accomplish it if you phrase it as, I will create a gratitude list and write down 3 things I am grateful for every day. Because this resolution speaks to something specific you can do instead of something you want to stop doing. Another thing to keep in mind is getting your goals in sync. So if your resolutions are in conflict, it will make it harder on one or the other or impossible to keep. So make sure you're not twisting yourself in a pretzel and that your goals have a synergistic effect so that working on one does not lead to the detriment of another. For instance, if you set a goal to save money and another to travel more, those goals could collide. So also know what success means. If you're picturing all positive things, if you achieve a big goal, you might get caught off guard, as it is crucial to understand that achieving big goals is going to involve a degree of grief and loss. Why? Because when we get healthier, happier, and more successful, our relationships change, pressure increases, and the familiarity and comfort is challenged. That's not to say you shouldn't go for a goal. Just be aware that success can have its challenges, and you should be ready for those. If we focus only on the benefits and deny the cost of behavioral change, we are unlikely to stick to our resolutions. Another thing to do is to also stay flexible. And everyone's obstacles will be unique to themselves, and they are 100% going to come up. So if your goal is to run a marathon, it might be too cold or too hot of a day, and you're going to dread dragging yourself out for a walk or run, and the time you're feeling low, you're tempted to spend, eat, or drink more than you planned. And it could be the shame you feel if you're facing your debt, or just the boredom of trudging along when the goal isn't shiny and new. So you have to make sure you consider the things that can get in the way of accomplishing your goal, and then build in ways to overcome those obstacles in your goal. Another thing to do is be smart about it. SMART goals are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. And for instance, if your resolution is to quit smoking, you should be specific. So identify one specific goal. In this case, it's I want to quit smoking. And to be measurable, you have to put a number on your goal. Is it to have smoked 0 times this week or a specific number of cigarettes less than the day or a week before? You need a measurable way to track your progress. Next is attainable. Do a reality check. For instance, is quitting smoking cold turkey practical for you, or would you do better gradually cutting down until you've quit? Next is time bound. Decide when you aim to reach each milestone in your final goal. You may also want to celebrate each step along the way, which can help you stay motivated. And with health goals such as quitting smoking, changing your diet, or improving your fitness, your doctor can help you know what's realistic and what will help. You don't have to figure everything out on your own. Next is to use your values for motivation. Your values are like a compass. They constantly inform and guide your behavior, Romanoff says, and they can even help you remember why you set your resolution in the first place. For instance, it's recommended that avoiding a goal like reaching a certain weight. Instead, consider the value behind it, such as if wanting to be healthier is your motivation. If so, channel those values as incentive for your goal. The why behind your goal will ground it in purpose and contextualize the resolution in a meaningful way. So that's it for today's episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it and even learned something new today, and maybe even have a better plan laid out for the rest of the year. Because remember, you can start a new goal any day, and don't forget to give yourself grace. Have a wonderful rest of your day, night, morning, evening, and I'll see y'all next time.